Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
It's Friday! Yay! Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody! Yes, we're here to give you the latest celebrity gossip, and we have our folks here in Atlanta. Hello, folks in Atlanta! Later on in the show, we dish with Deborah Messing and John Cho about their new movie, and Kirstie Alley's dishing on the Royals. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
All right. So Justin Bieber's balling out of control, man. He just recently bought a $5 million mansion in Ontario, Canada. And although it's like 9,000 square feet, it's big as hell, got crazy features. There's like a private lake. There's also like controlled wine rooms and heated floors and all that good stuff. I mean, short version, it's almost as big as Heidi's house. It also has its own private facility with stables and a racetrack.
Why do I feel like Justin is about to change his whole life? Like, y'all know he already stopped taking pictures with fans. Right. Now he's engaged, so he's going to move to Canada, and we probably will not see him anymore.
Does he still sing? Because I haven't heard a song
by him. He just put out a record with DJ Khaled.
Really?
Yeah, he's still out there in the streets.
And the thing is, you don't have to live like in New York or Los Angeles or Atlanta to produce things.
That's
true. He could have a studio. He has a racetrack, a horse track.
I'm sure he can make it into a studio.
He can have a studio up there and be remote, not have cameras on him and his fiancée, Hailey Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're trying to escape. And so who's going to be going through the woods of Canada to get a random picture? Nobody.
On 100 acres, like, they're not close to anybody. Like, Heidi and Brett, would y'all, like, fall in love with a rich man and move all the way to Canada with him?
It's going to take a lot for me to switch teams there, a couple billion. Yeah, I would. That sounds so good to me. Like 100 acres and no one's around. That's my heaven.
You don't got to worry about nobody borrowing nothing from you.
Yes.
Like no one's knocking on your door asking for sugar.
You could walk around your grassy knoll naked.
If they walk up to your door,
you should shoot them.
Sea suckers, get off the wall.
Well, y'all, it's clapback season and Robin Thicke's baby mama is not with the foolishness, okay? Just a few days ago, the mom-to-be announced she was expecting her second child with Robin and fans went off, saying she needs to be married before having babies.
That's
model clapped back and had this to say. Why are women so obsessed with telling me I need to get a ring? Getting married is the easy part. Seeing how you are together after having babies is the hard part. And then she followed up with, we're in 2018, not the 1950s. Women don't need to get married before having babies.
There is that, but I think the bigger part of the story, I think their baby's only 6 months old. So it's like,
whoa.
Robin,
She got pregnant at that six-week checkup.
Women that used to do that is trying to get back at the first wife, honey. She's trying to get back at Paula. I'm going to have two and you have one.
And Paula Patton has a hive? Like, is the Pattonites?
Yeah.
Right. They big mad?
See, like, back in the 50s, though, when you would get married, I mean, that was the plan. You get married, then you would stay together pretty much forever, no matter what happened in the marriage. But now, it's like, if you have a baby, then that is, you know, nailing somebody down because you're connected to them for life, as opposed to a ring. So it's really, she's doing it the right way. I didn't marry my wife till my daughter was five and she was 8 months pregnant with my son.
Oh, the good old fashioned way.
Did you get married? Like, weren't you married and nobody knew you were married?
Yeah, for probably 9 years.
That sounds familiar.
Just like Portia could be married right now. We don't know.
Hell, she could be pregnant.
Right. I could be both. Who knows? Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Well, look who's talking for a little flashback Friday. We're going to talk about Kirstie Alley. And I guess She's spilling the tea about her royal encounter at Courtney Love's house. I know all of that sounds crazy, but Kirstie Alley was on Celebrity Big Brother UK, and she said that one time she was invited to Courtney Love's house, and when she got there, Prince Charles was at Courtney Love's house. Butt naked.
Shut up.
Okay, I'm just kidding about the butt naked. I'm just kidding about the butt naked part.
Oh, but I was gonna say,
show of hands, who believes that Prince Charles, the Prince Charles, was at Courtney Love's house?
Not Prince and Charles Barkley, but Prince Charles.
Prince Charles.
Prince Charles.
Why would she lie, though?
Yeah, why? I don't see her lying.
Maybe he was trying to get Kurt Cobain's guitar. Yeah.
Maybe he has a wild side we don't know about.
He could be a freak.
He could be.
Prince Charles looks dangerous.
What do Prince Charles and Courtney Love have in common?
Who knows?
They're white.
They're white? Okay, we got that. See, now Kirstie Alley is telling the story like she walks into Courtney Love's house and is surprised to see Prince Charles there. I think if I was going to meet royalty, I would at least want to know ahead of time, because I don't want to show. You know, if a friend invites me over to their house, I'm like coming in like jamma bottoms and like a tank top,
right,
my hair in a bun and no makeup.
Me, right.
Tell me if there's royalty. I don't be like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. Sorry, I have no eyebrows or eyelashes.
Later in the show, we'll be back to dish about Melissa McCarthy's new movie. So bye for now, Atlanta.
Bye, Atlanta.
Bye, you guys.
All right, y'all, so continuing the Flashback Friday theme, let's talk about Cisco. He recently married his longtime love, Elizabeth Fant.
Aww. Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. That's so sweet.
And when you got so many, like, songs in the game, you know, you got a nice little catalog to choose from. So, yeah, of course, he wanted to pick a song to serenade his bride with, and it would be a romantic tribute to their love. Guess what song he picked?
Beautiful. It had to be
incomplete.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Without you, girl.
His life was incomplete.
Beauty is her name.
Yeah.
Sleep in my bed. The remix.
All those illogical choices, but my man went with the thong song. So he was quoted by saying this: I initially sang thong song about the first thong that I ever saw, so it was only right to sing it about the last one I'll ever see in private. That is, insert wink.
Okay. I would love to see that performance. Did she have on a thong while
sure
he sang
she
it to
did.
Her?
Mm.
He it's had to sing not, right? it slow and be like, ooh, that dress so scandalous. Because it's just not
like
sexy
bumps,
or appealing. Right.
Because if she speak English, I mean, that would be kind of...
She is American, Gary.
Her last name Fam, huh?
Huh?
Her last name Fam.
Yeah, but she's American,
Asian.
Though.
Yeah. Asian-American.
She's Asian-American.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of... They out here thriving and stuff.
Oh. Yeah, they out here speaking English.
So let's just say, when y'all tied a knot, would you ever, like, have one of your song, like, you know, like if somebody started belting out Flatline?
Well, I mean, my one song, Flatline, is a little sad, and I don't want our relationship to flatline.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be singing mine, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just don't think any of my songs would be appropriate.
Oh, Sock It To Me. Sock It To Me would be, like, y'all get ready to go to the honeymoon.
Yes. At the reception, Sock It To Me could be like, ooh, ah. Sock It To Me like it won't.
Yeah, that's the reception right there.
Yeah, that's the reception, boo. Not at the wedding, darling. Fantasia must come. Or Mariah. Yeah. Who's my first choice?
Yeah, Mariah must come to mine, too.
Oh,
by way of rap.
Yeah. Well, y'all, while most parents can't wait to leave their kids with the grandparents for a vacation, mommy travel blogger Karen Edwards and her husband, Sean Bays, have no issues traveling with their two kids, 3-year-old Esme and 14-month-old Quinn.
Wow.
In fact, the couple decided to go on a whirlwind trip across the globe right after Karen gave birth 14 months ago. And their youngest son has now been to over 23 different countries and counting.
I love it. Oh, I love it.
That might be more than DJ Khaled's son aside, right? Okay?
Yeah, but you can't let them little people ruin your life. You got to keep living.
Yeah.
Keep going.
But is a 14-month-old too young to be traveling the globe, y'all?
Nah, you got to expose
them everything.
They don't
know what's going on. They don't know. They're not going to remember when they turn 14 years old.
That little baby is definitely going to remember being in these beautiful places.
But she needs to have them children in school. I don't think traveling all over the country like that makes sense.
It's not time for school yet.
I think they're too young.
They should go to pre-K, honey. They could go to pre-K.
Not at 14 months.
That's torture. Next, Heidi and Frank will tell us whether Melissa McCarthy's new movie is a ticket or skip it.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, the need for speed is not always a good thing. It doesn't always have to be fast and furious. What am I talking about? Well, There is an online sex expert who is also a journalist, and she recently went on the web and confessed. She's out of Sydney, Australia, by the way, and she loves to, like, post pictures of herself, naked pictures of herself. I'm going to lose Frank.
Well, I better look her up. What is this woman's
name? So there's some pictures of this girl that I'm talking about. So she does that quite a bit, but she recently confessed that she uses her vibrator 6 times a day on turbo speed, and she broke her vagina. Yeah, she's been trolled a lot for posting risque pictures online, and I mean, I don't know. I have so many questions. Number one, I mean...
Are you familiar with this apparatus called the vibrator?
I mean, I'm familiar with it. I'm not a fan. If you're not familiar with her, here she is. And what I think is so interesting, because before I saw pictures of her, I pictured a completely different person.
Really?
Yeah. I pictured more of like a porn starry Jessica Rabbit type of person. And this just looks like, you know, she's like your 7th grade English teacher. Which maybe make things hotter. I don't know. You know, like, you don't look at her and go, yeah, I bet she posts risque, sexy pictures
online.
You don't
put an apple on her desk. You put D batteries.
All right, it's time for Ticket or Skip It! Oh, my God, I'm so excited about this one because I saw the trailer for this movie, I want to say a month or so ago now, and now we are finally talking about it, and we get to show you the trailer for this awesome new summer movie called Happy Time Murders. This is definitely a not-safe-for-work R-rated movie, definitely not for children, even though it's got puppets in it.
Melissa McCarthy's
a detective.
Yeah, is like the lead. Yeah. But yes, she's a detective. It's a buddy cop film, but her partner, Phil Phillips, is a puppet.
Yeah.
And I guess they go to the underbelly of Los Angeles. Someone's been killing puppets. But yeah, this universe is humans and puppets coexist together. And it's not Sesame, it's all street.
Yes, I love it. So we want to show you guys the trailer. Take a look.
You two are the most decorated offices in this department.
Whatever gone wrong to me?
This wasn't a robbery, this was a hit.
Welcome!
Someone out there is killing puppets.
Gary.
What?
Have a little respect for the dead.
I missed lunch.
We're gonna catch the bastards who did these murders. Because bodies are gonna start piling up.
You're one of the best damn cops I've ever seen.
Oh, well, you're no bag yourself.
I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say thank you to that.
Cop, good cop, where is your dignity? Where's your empathy? Where is your sympathy? Bad cop.
Gets crazy. I'm gonna go crazy.
Is that just a fantasy?
You! God, are you all right?
I rub my hymen.
Pure ecstasy.
I'm not doing this.
Do it.
Is that what I think it is?
What do you think it is?
It's a definite ticket. How did you not go see this movie?
This is the Jim Henson Company. So his son is involved in this movie. Now, the Jim Henson Company has been involved in this, like, puppets for adults. It dates back to the 1950s. And they recently had a...
For children, mostly, Jim Henson Company.
Well, yeah.
I mean, this is really the first time going outside the box and going for adults. This is an R-rated film. This is the Deadpool of puppets.
That's what a good way to compare it to. Yeah, right.
And there hasn't been a sex scene in a puppet movie that can compare. So definitely, I say ticket. There was an event here in Los Angeles, and they had a pop-up bar and tattoo parlor where puppets and humans did interact together, and it was my happy place. That's where I go now. That's what my heaven is like.
Your happy time.
They had puppet strippers. Yeah, it's my happy time place. Happy Time Murders opens in theaters tonight, on Friday, right?
Frank and I are going to be there, yeah. Go see it.
Up next is another film coming out this weekend. It's the thriller Searching, and our friend Andrew Freund sits down with the stars, and that's all coming up next. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, now.
Got a big homie, Andrew Freund, spoke with John Cho and Deborah Messing. They're the stars of this new thriller called Searching. You need to take a look.
911, what's your emergency?
I'm calling to report a missing person.
Okay, who is this regarding?
My daughter.
I'm the detective assigned to your daughter's case. I need to know how everything unfolded.
Understood.
think we're gonna go late, like, all night.
One, after a study session, Margot didn't return home.
Margot Kim, school has her marked as absent today.
Two, she didn't attend school on Friday.
My daughter is in a lesson with you right now.
Margot canceled her classes 6 months ago.
And three, she's been transferring funds for the last 6 months. We'll handle the ground investigation. But as a parent, you can help us with who your daughter talks to. Is that something you can do?
Yes.
Okay, if you were to describe what type of film this is, what type of movie is it?
A classic suspense thriller, but shot in a completely new way that has never been done in the history of cinema.
I want to take it back. When you were 16, if you had social media, what would you have been tweeting about, typing about, posting about?
Oh, I probably would have been posting pictures on Instagram about Sean Cassidy, David Cassidy. When I was very young, Donny Osmond. I was very boy crazy.
Back in the late 80s when I was a teenager, you know, there were all these pop boy bands and stuff, and I was like, oh, I was just jealous. Just wanted to wear the yellow rayon finery that they did and get all the girls.
You would want to be a New Kids on the Block? Was that your dream? Was that your goal back then?
Yes.
It's okay, you can tell. You can tell me. It's okay.
Yes.
You could have been there.
Okay. I didn't have the right stuff.
Oh, ba-dum-bum. Shh. What's one of the more kind of maybe random things that someone's tweeted you or maybe posted about you that maybe you've seen?
Well, someone sent me a picture of his nether regions. Like, I've got a couple of those. Don't really get it, but it happens. Some other random things. Someone earlier said that they read on Twitter that I was like at a raging party with Snoop Dogg. The fact that that would even, that sentence would be written just makes me so happy.
Are you secretly smoking weed with Snoop Dogg?
You know what? It's like, it just gives me street cred, you know?
Yeah.
It's not true. but you know, Snoop Dogg, if you're having a party, invite me over.
Messing's waiting.
Yep.
Where's the invite?
Up next, look out, Martha Stewart. Snoop has a new book coming out, so he might be your competition. We'll explain a little later after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all.
We hope y'all hungry, because Snoop D-O-double-G is releasing a cookbook, and he's calling it From Crook to Cook.
Oh.
It's dropping this October, and it's going to have all your favorite dishes.
Ooh. I just love Snoop.
Awesome.
This dude is a man of many hustles.
Yes.
So this 50-recipe book is going to include a gin and juice formula, cannabis-free baked mac and cheese, chicken and waffles, sunflower tacos, and more. And you already know he's going to be, like, you know, coming with it, because he had a good teacher. You know, he did that show with Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. I don't want cannabis-free baked macaroni and cheese. I want the cannabis.
Oh.
That's the whole point, getting some Snoop food, is that he teach you how to, like, mix it up right with the goodies.
Oh. He actually was a good cook before Martha Stewart.
Really?
See, some people sometimes get leery when they see a skinny cook, because it's like, yo, how you a cook and you skinny? Like,
right,
you know,
right.
Usually you're supposed to be getting high on your own supply.
Right.
But I kind of trust Snoop, because maybe he just has a high metabolism and burns through it.
Yeah, that's what I said. Don't sleep on skinny people. They eat the most.
Oh.
Now, if you guys had a cookbook, what would you call it, and what would y'all specialty be?
Oh, because, you know, cause now I'm trying to work on my, you know, trying to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have, my cookbook would probably be Tossing Salads with Gary.
What now?
Yeah, because I'd be eating more salads and stuff.
I don't think nobody's going to want to open that book.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.